Good afternoon. I'm so happy to be with you this afternoon to talk about the discussion that we were having earlier, to continue it, about righteous deceiver in the book of Genesis. And we're faced with that even today as we're going through our campaigns. There are a couple of righteous deceivers, but one figures prominently. We look back in history, we see that we came out in historic numbers to vote for this person, believing that he would be our savior, that he would do things for us that he did not do. And then there was a question of, who is this person? We know who he is now. We know that he was squeaky clean then. Well, he appeared to be squeaky clean then. But we found out later that nobody is squeaky clean. You did some things. Before you came into office, you did some things that we didn't expect you to do after you came into office. First of all, we just knew that your number one item on your agenda would be lifting up the black race, giving us jobs and positions, even in your cabinet, and placing black people in a better position economically. A lot of people did make some money. But were they black people, or were they of an alternative culture? It seems to me that your agenda was more about the alternative culture than it was about black people. So I have to say that this conversation belongs in the righteous deceiver category, because I think that we were deceived into believing something that was not entirely true. Now, I won't say that you didn't come to the meetings and say, I'm just like you are. When you were before us. But on the other hand, when you were with the other groups, you said, I'm just like you are. And you danced with a couple of them in the square. And there's a recording of you dancing with that other culture. So I have to say that you sort of equivocated and you sort of waffled on some things. Your major agenda was healthcare. Not because you wanted to accomplish it for yourself, but you wanted to accomplish it for your political mentor. And that was Mr. Kennedy. So I am going to remind you of what you made a priority as far as black people. You gave us a lot of jobs as bus drivers and gig drivers, and you made someone head usher. A lot of people were fired from your administration for crazy things. They broke into the White House 12 times, that I remember, on your watch. But you chose those people. So I would like to say now that Mr. Biden is doing poorly, and that is due to his age. Mr. Biden was all we had when he ran. He knew that somebody had to run, and we knew what he had already done. We knew his history. I'm not trying to influence anybody. I'm just speaking my piece, and you can look up these things for yourself. But we knew what we were getting with Mr. Biden, but we really did not know what we were getting with you. We expected something that was not delivered to us. And I'm going to let that go. Father God, I just pray that the Jacobs in the world will somehow change their tone and own up to the things that they've done. I know the Bible says that Jacob was a righteous deceiver, but the truth is, Jacob was a cheater and he was a liar. He was deceptive. And the Bible has been written and translated by so many people, some call him blameless. Some call him quiet. And some call him a deceiver. And then you say he was righteous from the beginning. Yes, every baby born in the world is righteous until they do something. So I just thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes to see the deception in this world today. Let the truth be known. Don't let us be fooled anymore, because we need help. Unemployment is at an all-time high, higher than it was before COVID. And we have people in office who are not thinking about giving us any kind of stimulus or any training or any jobs or any financial help. I have appealed and applied and cried and begged and pleaded for help for my little wedding service. I pleaded and cried and called on everyone I know about my songs to regain my rights to my songs, or to even get them published and or recorded for years and years now. And no one, no matter what color they were, gave me my rights that was stolen from me when I attended Drexel, or my book that was sent to the United States Library of Congress and it disappeared. And along with it, all of my songs and lines from the songs were recorded by famous people like Gamble and Huff, Yolanda Adams, and this man who recently died. I'm not going to say his name, because I know you all know the song that he recorded was Stan, I Stand. It was a minister. I'm not going to call his name because he's gone now. But God knows. And we have to take more responsibility for the things that we say and do, especially when we are in leadership positions and people follow you believing that you are going to be what you say you're going to be. We thank God that Jesus was just who he said he was, and he went to his grave being the Son of God, the man that he said he was, and he arose, and we are victorious in that area. But we need some people on earth who tell us who they are, and they are who they are. They have no right to be deceivers, and no, they're not righteous. Amen.